beginning the Gemara on top, Zion and Aleph from the very top, the Gemara was handling that a person, after he makes the bedikah, he still has to be mevatel. The Gemara wanted to know at the end of yesterday's blot, why is it so that he has to be mevatel right after the bedikah? Let him be mevatel later on the next day. So the Gemara said, if he does it sometime in the middle of the day, he's going to procrastinate, he's going to forget to do it, therefore we wanted to attach it to the bedikah so it shouldn't be forgotten. So the Gemara asks, v'nevatel b'sheis, so why can't we be mevatel the chametz in the sixth hour of the day, which is before the zman that chametz becomes aser, and this is the time when people generally burn their chametz. So since they're busy with burning their chametz, they'll remember to be mevatel the chametz, and it won't get forgotten. Why does it have to be the night before? So the Gemara answers, kivan d'isur d'rabbanan ilavei, since at that time it's already aser midrabbanan, like we said before, that even though midoraisa chametz is only from the end of the sixth hour and on, from chatzos and on, but nonetheless midrabbanan they asered the hour before from the beginning of the sixth hour. So since in the beginning of the sixth hour it's already aser midrabbanan kidoraisa dami, so it's just like chametz that is aser midoraisa, which is like we explained on yesterday's daf, no longer in his rishos. Since it's no longer in his rishos, he is not able to lemotim mevatel. He's not able to mevatel anymore. So midrabbanan, once the chametz is also midrabbanan, you it's not considered yours. You don't have a jurisdiction over it anymore to be mevatel it. The Amar Rav Gidol Amar Rav Chiya by Yosef Amar Rav, like Rav Gidol said in the name of Chiya by Yosef, who said in the name of Rav, Hamekadesh Misheshois Lamalno. One who is mekadosh a woman, he gives kedushin to a woman on Erev Pesach from the beginning of the sixth hour, Rashi understands, and on afilu b'kriti kur d'naisa, even if he uses this hard chametz, this hard wheat that comes from the mountains of Ararat, which is very hard, so even when they get wet, one might think that they might don't, that they, the water doesn't penetrate it and it won't become chametz. Nonetheless, we say it's chametz. And therefore, even from the beginning of the sixth hour, where it's only also the Rabbanon, ain't chayshu in the Kedushin is not valid. Why? Because once chametz has also been another Midrabbanon, so Midrabbanon, it's not his anymore. He can't be mekadosh a woman with it. So to over here, he's not able to be mevatelet. Practically, Gemara lebaster isur lematzah mevatel. Is it so that which we've been saying, that once the chametz becomes aser, it's no longer in his rishus and he can't be mevatel anymore? V'hatanya, didn't we learn in a brayso how Yosef beveis hamedrash? If someone is sitting in a beis hamedrash, v'nifskar sheyish chametz b'seich beisa, and he remembers that he has chametz sitting at home, mevatel b'libay, he could be mevatel the chametz right where he is in the beis hamedrash in his heart. Echad Shabbos, this is true whether it's talking about Shabbos, v'echad yomtiv, or whether it's yomtiv. So says the Gemara Bishlam, I understand Shabbos, the case of the brayso that is referring to Shabbos, mishkachas lokegoin shechol, arba also. The case may very well be that Erev Pesach, like this year, fell out to be Erev Shabbos, and he's being mevatel on Erev Pesach before this Zman Iser. So that we understand. Eli Yontiv Baser Isurahu, but if he's being mevatel chametz on Yontiv, by the definition, that's when the chametz is already Aser. And nonetheless, we're saying you're able to be mevatel. So what must be that one could be mevatel chametz even after it's already Aser? Says the Gemara, no. Amar Racha Bar Yaakov, Hacha B'Talmud Yosef Lifnei Rabbi Askinan. Over here we're talking about a Talmud who's sitting in the Beis Medrash in front of his Rebbe, and therefore he can't leave. He's stuck there. It's the middle of hearing, listening to a shir. V'nizkar, but he remembers she is Isha Megugelas B'Seich Beis. He has a dough that was kneaded in his house, which is, as of now, it has not yet become chametz. However, Musyar Shemet Achmetz, he's afraid that by letting it sit, if he's not going to go home right now to take care of it, it may become chametz. So therefore, the Brisa says, call him mevatel, let him go ahead right now and be mevatel the dough, mikale the tachmis, before it becomes chametz. So over here, you can't ask the question, it's not in his rishos, he can't be mevatel it, because as long as it didn't become chametz, it's still his, he could be mevatel it. And that's how he saves himself, that it shouldn't become chametz, and it shouldn't become aser. Deikinami, Says the Gemara, it's meduyik like this, that's what we're talking about, that if we're talking about a dough that didn't yet become chametz, and you're preempting it before it becomes chametz, you're being mevatel it. The Katani, because the Brisa says, Hayyesha b'beis ha-medrash. We gave an interesting case. A guy was sitting in the beis ha-medrash. Why do we have to say that? What happens if he would be at home? It's mashra. The only reason why he's being mevatel it is because he's in the beis ha-medrash. Had it been at home, he would have done something else. If it's already chametz, whether he's in the base manager or whether he's at home, let him be mevatelet. Must be, we're talking about something that has not already become chametz. Therefore, had he been home, he would bake it. But now that he's in base manager, he's stuck, he can't bake it, so his only choice is to be mevatelet. Says the Marsh, Mami, no, it's a good proof that that's what we're talking about over here, and therefore, we can go back to what we were saying originally, that any chametz, once it becomes aser, even if it becomes aser the rabbanon, and for sure once it's aser midraisa, you can no longer be mevatlet. Says the Gemara, Omer Rabba Baravuna Omer Rav, Hapas Sheifshom. If you have crumbs of pas, of bread, that are moldy, and you're not sure if this pas was chametz, dick of bread, or maybe it was matzah. So the halacha is, Kivan Sherabs the matzah, if rave of the way we're understanding as of now, if rave of the usage of this box was used for matzah as opposed to chametz muteris, so then you could assume that these crumbs came from the rave, and therefore they're non-chametz crumbs, and they are muter. Says the Gemara, Hichidami, what's the case? If you could tell that they're chametz, ki rabba matzah, even if most, the majority of the usage of the box was matzah, my hobby, what does it help? Roiv is only when you're in doubt, so you have a right to follow the majority and not the minority. But kol zman, that you know for sure what it is, who cares what the roiv is? Ella must be, you can't tell on these crumbs, are they chametz crumbs or are they matzah crumbs? Therefore, you follow the roiv. If that's the case, says the Gemara, Meir, why do you have to say ki rabs a matzah? Because there's a roiv of matzah, and you follow the roiv. Afivu ki loy rabs, even if most of the usage was not matzah, nami, nonetheless, nezo baser baser, let us say that it came from the most recent usage. Because since a person, he doesn't want the crumbs to gather up and become moldy, and especially now, right before Pesach, he wants to clean out the chametz, so he doesn't have a problem of chametz on Pesach. So probably after the previous usage, he cleaned out the box, and any crumbs that are there now are from the most recent usage. So anything that's there, why can't we just assume, forget about Rav, that they came from the most recent usage? Milay Tanan, didn't we learn a similar concept? If you have money that's found in front of a merchant who sells animals in Yerushalayim, lo'ila meister, so that money is assumed to be meister sheni money. The reason is, most people purchasing animals in Yerushalayim are purchasing for meister sheni money, because when all the other regal came up and they brought their meister sheni money that they collected throughout the year, they would leave the rest of the money by the people of the city, and any time that these people wanted to bring a carbon, they would purchase it from Meister Sheni money and bring it as a carbon. Therefore, most of the money from the people standing by the merchant who's selling behemoths and would potentially drop that money is considered, is assumed to be Meister Sheni money. The Harabais, if the money was found somewhere on Harabais, Chulin. You could assume that that money is Chulin. Since most of the year, most people are carrying Chulin money, and only sometime during the year we could say that there's a lot of Meister Sheni money around, which is Yom Tov time. So we look at most of the year and say that that money is probably chulin money. However, Yerushalayim, if it's found on the streets of Yerushalayim, so then it depends. If it's b'shas haregel, if it's Yom Tov time meiser, then you assume that it's meiser sheni money, because most of the money that's in the city at that point in time, most of the guests that are there are carrying meiser sheni money. B'shayim meis hashana, but the rest of the year are chulin, because most people are carrying money that is chulin. The Omer of Shmaya Bar Zera, and Rabbi Shmaya Bar Zera says, my time, what's the reason why in Yerushalayim we look at today's day and we don't look at what's most of the year? The answer is, since they used to sweep the streets every day, so therefore we say we don't care what was yesterday or the day before. If it fell, it probably fell from today. So we look at what most of the money is today, and not what most of the money is throughout the year. However, in Harabayis, since they didn't sweep the harbais every day, because number one, you're not allowed to walk in there with dirty feet in the first place, and number two, since it was high up and the wind blew there, the dust didn't collect as much. So therefore, coins that were dropped there from a previous day not necessarily were removed, and therefore we don't look at what most of the money is today, rather what most of the money is most of the year. But what do we see from here? Bottom line is, Alma, what do we see? The original money is already gone, and this money that's found today is new money, meaning even though most of the year most of the money is chulin, but that money was all cleaned away, and this money fell from today. In the most recent usage, most of the money is ma'aser sheni money. So hachanami, so too by our bread box, name kama kama ozla, all the original crumbs are which were chametz are gone. And these crumbs are new crumbs from today, which are matzah crumbs. So the more I answer, shani hachadi pusha mochiachala. Over here is different from the fact that they're moldy. That's a proof that they're not here from recently, that they've been here for a while already, and that's why we have to suspect that they're chometz. If that's the case, that the mold tells us that they're there from before, so what does it help that you used it for more matzah than you used chometz? At the end of the day, since it's moldy, we know that it's been here for a while, that it must be that it's chometz crumbs and not matzah crumbs. So on that, Rabba explains, don't explain that it means that there was more matzah used in this box than chometz. That there was many days of matzah that went by already, meaning we're not talking about the beginning of Pesach, rather we're many days into Pesach, towards the end of Pesach, and therefore even though it's moldy, it's possible that this is crumbs from the first day of Pesach that already had a chance to become moldy. Says the Gemara, Yochi, if that's the case, Pshita, so then it's obvious that it should be mutter. I mean, now we should go back to our rule that we go with the most recent usage. The only reason why until now we were saying maybe not to go with the most recent usage is only because we had a kasha on that by the fact, a proof against that by the fact that it's moldy. But now that the fact that it's moldy is not approved, so we should go back to the rule that we assume that it's from the most recent usage, which is matzah. So the Gemara says, lo tzricha di pusha meruba, that it's very moldy. So ma'u detema, I might have said kiyun de pusha meruba, since it's very moldy, igalya milsa. So that should prove divadi chometz ma'ayahu, that it must be its real chometz. And it's been sitting here for a while, even from before Pesach. So that's what we're saying. No, kiven sherabu yemei matzah leis, since many days went into Pesach already, amrina, and therefore we could say kol yuma v'yuma na'amo chamima, offer that each and every day he baked a new bread that's warm, v'shadi lavein, and put it on top of the old crumbs of matzah, the ifshet fei, and because it's warm, it caused the stuff on the bottom to mold a lot, to become very moldy, and it hastened its molding process, and because of that, it's possible that it came from Pesach. So, and that's the chiddush over there, that even though you have a little bit of a proof, a little bit of a kasha on the fact that it's matzah from the fact that it's very moldy, but since there is a way to explain it, therefore we could assume and rely on the fact that you clean out all the chametz and the crumbs that are here from the most recent usage, which is the matzah usage. Asks the Gemara, Umi Azlina Basar Basar. At the end of the day, is this rule that we're saying true, that something that's cleaned out, we look at its most recent usage and we don't look at the roif? So Tanya, don't we learn in a brayser basically read the Omer Teva Shinishtamshu Ba Mois Chulin Umois Meister? If you have a box, and this box sometimes is used to store chulin money, other times it's used to store Meister Sheni money. So says the brayser Imrei Chulin, if most of the usage is chulin, so money that's found inside the box could be assumed to be chulin. Imrei Meister, if most of the money that was used in this box is Meister, so then you assume that it's Meister. Vamai, why do we look at the roif? Let's look at the last usage. Probably the money that was there 2 times ago, you cleaned it out, and now that you put in new money, so the money that's found there must have been from the most recent time. And for the Gemara, 3 truths. First teretz, Amar Reb Nachman bar Yitzchak, Kachav Mayaskinon, Kigoyin Shinistam Shubo Mois Chulin Umois Meiser, Ve'en Yedua Eiz Amen B'Soif. You know that you use this box both for Chulin money and for Meiser money, but you don't know which one was the most recent. So you can't use the box for the most recent one to decide the Shaila, so you're forced to say that you have to look at Reif. Reb Zvida Omar, Reb Zvid says, Kigoyin Shenishtam Zabot Tziburin Tziburin. We're talking about a case that you didn't use it at two separate times. On Sunday you used it for Meister money, and on Monday you used it for Hula money. Rather, it was a large box, like a large drawer, and on one side of it you used for Meister money, the other side of it you used for Hula money. And now some loose money was found in the middle, and you don't know where it came from. You can't say that you used the one that was most recent, because they're both the same recent. They're both used simultaneously. So on that, the only way to decide where the money came from is to use Rife. Papa Omar, we're talking about that the money was found in a crevice, and therefore it's not going to help to look at the most recent usage, because like we explained before, the only reason why we look at the most recent usage is because, one, you cleaned it out, you probably cleaned it out well, you removed everything, and this must be from after you cleaned it out. But if that's the case, that's only true if it was found in a regular place in the drawer. But if it was found somewhere, like in a crack, in a crevice, so maybe it got stuck there and you didn't see it, so who said it's there from the most recent usage? It's very possible that it was there from a long time ago. And therefore, we don't look at the most recent usage, rather we look in this case at Roiv, wherever Roiv of the money that was used in the drawer is, that's what we'll decide that coin belongs to. Says the Gemara, Amar Yehuda, Habaytik Tzarech Shivarech. When a person does Bedikas Chametz, before the Bedika, he has to make a bracha. My Mevarech, what's the nusach of the bracha that he makes? Repapi Amar Mishmei the Rav, Repapi says in the name of Rav, Livar Chametz, he makes a bracha, Asher Kisharam Mitzvayis of Vitzivanu, Livar Chametz. Repapi Amar Mishmei the Rav, Albir Chametz. Repapi says in the name of Rav, that no, he makes a bracha, Albir Chametz. So the Gemara explains, Bilivar Kuliamalei Pligi, the lashon of levayer chametz, everybody agrees that is a good nusach to use. This nusach works because levayer is future tense, and like we said before, you're going to make the bracha before the mitzvah, so you have to use a future tense. I'm making a bracha on the bir chametz that I'm about to do. Here's the machlokes, the al bir chametz, when he makes the nusach of al bir chametz. Mar savar meikara mashma, the one who says you have to use dafka the lashon of livar is because he holds that al bir chametz is past tense on the beer that he already did, and since you're making the bracha beforehand, so that nusach doesn't make sense, and you can't use such a nusach. It's not true. You're making a bracha on the bedikah of the future, not on the bedikah of the past. Umar savar labo mashma, the other one holds that no, al bir chametz could also mean on the bir chametz that I'm about to do in the future, and therefore it's a good nusach as well. Meisvei, on that the Gemara asks, Baruch Asher Kitchon Mitzvah Vitzivonu Alamila. Before the bris mila, you make a bracha Alamila. So according to the shita that Al is in the past, how could you make such a nusach? You should have to make a nusach of Lamu. So the Gemara answers, Hasam Hechi Neima. Over there, we're stuck. What's our alternative? Neima, what should we say? Neima Lamo? Should he say instead Lamo? Lamo would imply that he has to do the bris. Now, the Mayel who's doing the bris, when most of the time is not the father, so it's not his mitzvah. He doesn't have to do it. The father asked him to do it, but it's not his mitzvah. Only the father is the one who's mechuyev to do the bris. Anybody else is not mechuyev, so he can't make a bracha that I am obligated to the bris. It's not true. Therefore, he has no choice but to make the bracha of al hamila. Now, over here, Taisa speaks out that if al hamila would mean only in the past, so you can't say something that's not true just because we have no better nusach to use. We would have to figure out some other nusach. But rather, even according to this shita, this manda amar, al bir chametz could be mashma future tense. It's just much more mashma past tense. So wherever you have the option, we'd rather not use al bir chametz, or al hamila for that matter. But if you have no better option, no better alternative, so we're stuck, so we'll have to say al, and even though it implies more past tense, but since it could mean future, so when we're stuck, we'll use that. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, Aviyah ben Ma'iglamir, what happens if the father's a Ma'il? He indeed has a mitzvah. So how could he say al bir chametz according to the Shita? He should have to say, al amila according to the Shita. He should have to make a bracha lamo. Says the Gemara, Anacharami, you're right. According to this Shita, when the father does it, the father will make lamo. halacha l'maisa, since we paskin that al is mashal the future, and we make a bracha of al birchamet, so who adin, if the, even when the father's a mile, he makes a bracha of al hamila. But according to this mandamar and a chanami, if the father was a mile, he would make a bracha of lamo. Meisvei, it says baruch asher kachonim b'tzisavisi one al shchita, before one shechs, he makes a bracha al shchita. Again, according to the mandamar that al is past tense, you should have to make a bracha lishchait. So Gemara gives the same teretz. Hasam nami over there as well. Heichi name, what would you want him to say? Name a lishchait? Do you want him to say that v'tzivano lishchait that Hashem commanded us to shecht, which would imply lo stagi de lo yiru shachet that he's mechuyu to shecht? That's not true. A person is never mechuyu to shecht. He doesn't have to eat meat. If he wants to eat meat, he has to shecht. But otherwise, he doesn't have to shecht. Says the Gemara, Pesach v'kotcha ma'ika l'meimer. That's true if he's shechting chulin. But if he's shechting karbonis, a carbon pesach, or any other kachim, and that once there is a chiyuv to bring a carbon, so there is a mitzvah to shecht it, ma'ik lememer, what are you going to say over there? Over there, how could he say ala shchita? He should have to say lishchait, because there's taka mitzvah to shecht, and according to this shita, according to this mandamar, lishchait is a much better nusach than ala shchita. So says the Gemara again, you're right, and a chanami, according to this mandamar, when a person shechting a carbon pesach or any other karbonis, he would taka make a bracha lishchait. When a person puts together, he makes a lulav for himself. According to this braisa, the shechiyonah wasn't made the first time you're mekayim the mitzvah, but rather when you make the mitzvah, when you prepare the mitzvah. So at the time that a person is putting together and being ma'agid his dalal minim, he makes a shechiyonah. Then netalei latzis, boy, when he picks it up in order to be yotze. Oimer, at that point in time, he says, "Asher kishonam b'tzeisav v'tivano al netilas lulav." Again, according to the mandamer that Allah's future could mean future, so it's good. But according to the mandamer that it only means past, or beikar means past, so how does he make a bracha of al netilas lulav? He should make a bracha of lital lulav. So the Gemara says, "Shani hasam." Over there is different. To be idna da'agbe, as soon as you picked it up, nafabeh, you were taka yaitzis. So by the time you make the bracha and it's in your hands, you were already yaitzis. So it's true, you are making a bracha in the past. And according to the Shita, they don't do all the various eitzis that the Pais can give nowadays in order to make the bracha over lasiyasan, like we do, either turning it upside down or having in mind not to be yaitzi. He taka picked it up normally and was yaitzi, and in that, and only afterwards he made a bracha of valentina zlulov, and that's why taka is a past tense bracha, because you were already yaitzi. If that's the case that you were yotze as soon as you picked it up and the bracha is coming afterwards, so if so, the lashon of the brisa doesn't make sense, because the brisa says lotzes, but you're picking up the lulav to be yotze. It's mashma, you're picking it up, you're making the bracha, and then you're going to be yotze. Yotzeboy, it should say yotzeboy. As soon as you pick it up, you were automatically yotze right away. Says the Gemara and Chirami, really it should have said yotzeboy. Umishum the kaboy the misni seifa leishiv asukah. Since the seifa the brisa says when you walk into a sukkah to sit in the sukkah, and that's true, that's taka in the future, you're going in there to in the future sit in the sukkah, so tana reisha nami lotzes, but you pick up a little to be yotzi with it, even though that lotzen is a little bit not meduyik, because when you're picking it up you're yotzi right away, you're not picking it up to then be yotzi with it. Dikotani seifa, like we learned in the seifa of the brayz, the ha'is the sukkah la'atzmai. When a person builds a sukkah for himself, I'm baruch atah Hashem shechiyonu v'kimonu v'kiyonu la'zman hazeh. Again, at the time that he makes the sukkah, that's according to this brayz, when he makes the shechiyonu on the sukkah. Nichras leishiv, but when he enters the sukkah on sukkis to be mekayim the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah, Omer, at that point in time, he says baruch asher kishonu b'mitzvayis v'tzivonu leishiv basukkah. That al could also mean in the future, and therefore the nusach of the bracha is al bir chametz. So over here there's two shitas in the Rishonim what the halacha lemaisa is. It could very well mean al bir chametz means he could also say al bir chametz, but avada, like the Gemara said before, levar chametz also works, and therefore you have a choice to make it either way. Other Rishonim say no, that once al bir chametz works, the Chazal dafka wanted you to make al bir chametz, and there must be a reason, a pattern, why certain mitzvahs are specifically al and certain mitzvahs are specifically with alamid. And there's various shitas in the Mishnah. Taisus actually says that we try to figure out a pattern why some are one way and some the other way. He said there must be a reason, but I can't figure it out. But the Rosh, the Ramban, and many other Mishnah, each one in their own mahalach, have a derech, why certain mitzvahs are specifically al, and we want it to be al and dafka and not with a lamed, and other brachas, like we had before, leisha basukah, is specifically with a lamed and not with the al. Says the Gemara, the kuli alma miya meyikara be'inan levruche. But everybody at least agrees that the bracha has to be before. And that's kufa why we have the machlokes, which nusach is better, since you're making the bracha before the mitzvah. Minolon. Where do we get this from in general that the bracha has to be before? Damar Rabbi Damar Shmuel, that Rabbi said in the name of Shmuel, kol mitzvah mevarach aleihem mevarach asiyasan. That all mitzvahs have to, the bracha has to be made prior to being mekayim the mitzvah. Mei mashma dahai oiver lishna dachtu mehu. Where do we see that Rabbi Yehuda picked a lashon of Iver to mean prior? Where do we get that the word Iver is defined as proceeding, as being done prior to the mitzvah? So the Gemara brings three proofs to this translation of the word Iver. Orem Nachbar Yitzchak, Da'amar Krov, Ayaratzach Imatz, Derech HaKikar. This is by the story of Avshalom. After Avshalom was killed, it says Achimatz ran through the Kikar, through the plains, Vayavar Asakushi, and he passed and went ahead of the Kushi. So we see it's a lashon of going ahead, a lashon of being in front of, proceeding. Abai Amar Mahachav, Hu Iver Lifneim. In the whole encounter between Yaakov and Esav, it says that Yaakov set up his children with their with his wives, and but Yaakov went in front of them to be in between his children and Esav. So again, he went in front of them. So we see a lashon of Avar is to be before. The more a third raya mehacha from over here. Vayavar Malcolm Lifnei Vashem Bereshim. Hashem took led their king in front of them, and Hashem was in front. So again, we see the lashon of Vayavar or of Avar means to proceed, to go in front of. Beirav Amri, he said in the yeshiva Rav, Chutz minat tefila v'shofar. All mitzvahs have to be made, like Rabbi Yehuda said before, Oyver le'asiyosan, prior to the fulfillment of the mitzvah. Says Rav, or in the yeshiva Rav, that there's two exceptions to the rule. Tefila, going to the mikvah, and shofar, tkiyas shofar, blowing shofar. So says the Gemara, Bishlam tefila, I understand that tefila has to be, the bracha cannot be made before, it has to be made after, because at the time that he goes to the mikvah, before he went to the mikvah, he's not able to make a bracha yet. Rashi learns that we're talking about a balkari going to the mikvah to be matar himself from the tumas kari, and we know that a balkari is not able to learn Torah or daven and say brachas as long as he's tameh, so he has no choice but to make the bracha after. Once the Rishonim add, once this tumah, the bracha was made afterwards. So, as a light plug, Chazal established that all tameim when they go to the mikvah, they only make the bracha after they went to the mikvah. There is another sheet in the Rishonim. Some of the Bali Taisis say, and other Rishonim, that we're talking about over here, the tefillah of a ger. The same concept is true. As long as he didn't go to the mikvah and he didn't yet become a ger, he's a guy. A guy can't say asher kachonim mitzvahs of itzivano ala tefillah because he's not mechuyiv to go to the mikvah yet. Only once he became a ger, then it's a mitzvah. So he goes to the mikvah first, and only afterwards does he make the bracha. Ela shofar my time, but what's the reason by shofar not to make the bracha beforehand, only afterwards? V'chitayim, and maybe you'll tell me because we're afraid. Mishum dumu mekalkala tkiya, maybe the tkiya will get ruined. He's not going to be able to blow properly, and it's going to end up being a bracha levatala. Iyachi, if that's the case, afilu shchita mila nami. So why don't we have the same problem with the shchita? He could mess up the shchita or mila. Also, unfortunately, he could mess up the mila, and if that's the case over there as well, you should not make a bracha till afterwards. Must be, we're not afraid for that. So by Shofar as well, why should we be afraid? So El Amar Rav Chisda says, Rav Chisda, you're right, chutz min atfila bevad. Going to the mikvah is the only exception, but Shofar as well, you make a bracha before, just like any other mitzvah. Itmar nami. Chutz min atfila bevad, itmar. It was only said that tfila is the only exception. Tani nami achi. Top of the Allah, when a person goes to the mikvah, and he comes out, so we see that the bracha atila is made after he comes out of the mikveh and not before he goes in. Going back to the Mishnah says the bedikas chametz is done la'or aner by the candlelight. Why? Where do we get this from that it should be done specifically with candlelight? Amar Rav Chisda, so Rav Chisda says, Lamadnu mitzia mi mitzia. We make a gzera shava that the mitzia that is set over here, we're going to learn that out from a different pasuk that says Metzia, that says a lashon of finding, umetzia mechipus, and that second pasuk that speaks about metzia also mentions the concept of chipus, of searching, of seeking. Vechipus mechipus, and then we'll learn that chipus from another pasuk that discusses chipus, vechipus mineris, and that second pasuk that discusses chipus explains that the searching was done with candles, mineris minera, and then we're going to learn one pasuk of candles from the another pasuk that mentions candles, and we'll see in the Gemara why we need that last step for. And based on that, we'll learn that bedika needs to be done with candles. So what's all these steps? Mitzia mi mitzia. Ksiv hacha, it says over here, shivas yam sar le matze bevatechem. Ksiv hasam, when Yosef planted the cup in Binyamin's sack, it says that his messenger went, vaychapis, and he searched. Bagad leichel, started with the oldest one, uvakab l'kila, and he finished off by the youngest one, Vayimotze, and the cup was found. Umetzia mechipus today, so this metzia in this second pasuk was done through searching. Vechipus mineris, and then we'll learn this pasuk of chipus from the other pasuk of chipus, which explains that the chipus, the searching, was done through candles. Desliba isahi, at that time, machapis is Yerushalayim, I'll search out Yerushalayim to find its averis, baneris, by candlelight. Vineris miner, and then we'll learn the candles of this pasuk from the candles of another pasuk. This siv, ner Hashem, the candle of Hashem, nishmas adam, is the neshama. The neshama of a person is compared to like a candle. Chayvis kol chadri baten, and Hashem seeks out all the chambers and the inner chambers of a person. Tana the Beir Bishmal. Similarly, we have a brisa from Rabbi Shmuel's yeshiva. It says, Leila Yudalid, at the night of the 14th, Boikonus HaChomets, you search for Chomets Lara and Air by candlelight. Ava Bishen Rai Ledover, and even though it's not a clear proof, but Zeich Ledover, it's at least a remish. And then Marshivas Yom Sar Lo Yimotze, Ve'oimer, and it says in another pasuk, Vayichapis Bagodol Heichel Vakotn Kila Vayimotze, Ve'oimer Bo'isa Hi Achapis Yishalayim Baneiros, Ve'oimer Neir Hashem Nishmas Adam Choyfeis. My Ve'oimer, why do we need that last pasuk? Once we have the pasuk of we already know that the searching is done with candles. What more are we adding from that final pasuk of Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam Chavis Kochadri Baten? So the Gemara explains, maybe you'll say, this that Hashem says that you're going to search for the Averis of Yerushalayim by candlelight, maybe it's not coming to say that a candlelight is a good way to search, but rather it's a kula. It's not such an efficient way of searching. And that's proof of why Hashem is going to seek out Yerushalayim's averus in such a manner. The Gemara Rachmona, that Hashem is saying, I'm not going to search out Yerushalayim by the light of a torch, the Nefesh Ne'ura, which has a lot of light, and Tuva, which gives a lot off a lot of light, and therefore all averus will be found. Rather, I'm only going to do it with a candlelight, the Zuter Nehira, which only has a small amount of light. In such a manner, only big averis will be found, but small averis, it will be too dark and you won't be able to find them. So maybe from here we can't bring a raya that bedikah should be done by candlelight, because maybe adarabba, maybe this pasuk is coming to say that candlelight is not an efficient bedikah. Therefore, tashma ner Hashem nishmas adam. So therefore, we bring the other pasuk as well, that Hashem, the Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam, mentions the lashon of Ner over there as well. So we see that that Ner is a proper way of doing a bedika, and that first pasuk was not said to be a kula, but rather because this is a proper way to do a bedika, and therefore lemaskana, that's why we know that based on this whole chain of Gzeirah Shavos, that Huadin, the bedikas chametz, is done la'ara Ner as opposed to any other light. Okay.